Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome everybody to Glitz and Glamour with your host, Model Angela. And Houston. And
I'm just not going to play with him.
They can't help it if they love us. You know, that's how they feel about us. Angela, you all right over there? You sound like you're dead.
Huh?
Are you all right over there? Because you sound like you were dead like 2 minutes ago.
Yes, I really was feeling pretty much horrible. But it's okay, guys. I'm okay.
Summer cold.
Huh?
So, are you having a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare?
No, I'm just in a whole lot of pain. I just started a new workout, and I feel like I was about to crawl under a rock for the rest of the night. Yeah, it was.
Well, I live in a rock,
stuff
so,
to my
you
soul.
Know, it's, you know I don't appreciate you making fun of me because I live in a rock.
That's just really not okay, City.
Okay. So
yeah,
how's everybody
doing? I stay right next to Patrick Starr.
That one now?
I stay right next to Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
That's funny. What's new, guys? What's new? What have I missed? I'm sure it's something.
Who?
I said, what have I missed? I'm sure I missed something.
Yes, you know, I have a called French Kiss. There's like four girls. I'm thinking they're like teenagers or something like that. One of them look like she could be Chili Little Sister. So I wonder when they're going to come out, when they're going to start doing something. I wonder what happened to the OMG girls and all that stuff.
What happened to all them, for real?
OMG
girls was like T.I. T.I.'s daughter and some people, right? The OMG girls was T.I.'s daughter and some other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're actually doing pretty good. They've been doing some shows with Modern Behavior.
Well, I'm about to say, what happened to them?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
I'm
too old.
Moves. Don't fall for it. They making some moves, man.
Maybe I'm just too old to keep up with that one right there.
This stuff is more. It's more like you gotta be like in them preteen, early teen stage to really be like really on their music like that. Miles.
Well, they don't talk about them at all on T.I. and Tiny. They have a family show. And they don't say nothing about what they're doing.
They talk a lot about those boys and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And her new group.
I don't know
that. Anyway.
It happens, guys. Anyway, we do have a topic today for our show, and it's actually something I've been seeing everywhere on Instagram and on Twitter. And I'll give you the scenario. So your phone goes dead, and you ask your homegirl to use her phone, and you call your man, and his name comes up. And his name comes up, and the phone is good penis. What would you do? Like, what would you do? Like, who's at fault? Is it your man fault or is it your girl fault? Like, really, if you call somebody phone and your significant other private part pops up, what do you do?
Is that before getting bonded out or after their film?
You know, we're just going to, before all of the violence, okay? What happens before the end? Sadie, you're going to have to enter, like, this the female version of this, the JJ. And your homeboy's phone.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think? What do y'all think with this? Like, what would you do?
Okay. Let me. I'm gonna hear Mark first. I'm still processing it.
I processed it. I thought about this. What I do? I would beat the girl up first because it takes more energy to beat the dude up. So you go ahead and start off with the person that you can. There's a possibility to go there and keep moving. So I beat her up first, and then I handle him. And I'm talking about like going in.
But is she really at fault when this is your man, the man that's supposed to be, you know, bonded to you?
The reason why she is at fault is like, damn, my homegirl, what's up? Like, really? That's how I feel. Like, but it was just like a associate or something. It's kind of like, well, he'll, you know, every woman for themselves.
Okay, so let me revisit what we're asking. Okay, the question again is, when if you were with your homeboy, like, for instance, when you use my terms, like, if the question, if I was, like, with one of my homeboy and my ex popped up in his phone with her for JJ showing or something?
No, your current girlfriend. Not no ex, current girlfriend.
Current. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh wee! That's oh, wow. Okay, your homeboy has all of a sudden your current girlfriend calls him, and her name in his phone is good pussy or whatever.
No, well, that's the same thing, but. Your phone is dead. Y'all at the club. So you like, let me use your phone. You call your girl, and her name is in numbers I already saved in the phone with a picture of her with JJ.
That's just
so many levels of disrespect from both ends.
That's beyond disrespect. That's just like, that's serious shit.
Because there's so many different scenarios going on here. I mean, if the question in the questioning is, did that person used to talk? They used to talk because the thing is, even if they used to talk, a lot of times there's cases where people talking to a chick that they freely to talk to and they didn't necessarily know it.
No,
but.
Mm-mm. But the thing is, for
him, even if that was the case, you should also on some respect level. Like, why you got this chick name? First of all, who's lame enough to actually have a picture of a chick with JJ as their contact picture anyway? You got to be lame.
One of them dudes is trying to be extra. I'm a pimp type dude. You know, I don't want to be extra super fly and just do too much.
There's too much going on. Like, grow up.
Yeah.
It really is. I don't know. I just feel like it's so much disrespect on both levels. And some females will think like they're not in the wrong because they feel like in a relationship to say like, this is your man or this is my man, that he's committed to you. He's obligated to answer to you. And they have no part at all in him cheating on you. But at the same time, if you're seducing someone, you're just as guilty as the person being seduced. So, like, I don't really No. But I also don't know who do you confront first. I mean, I guess you would confront your girl first if you're sitting there right on side of her. You know, you want to get as much ground information as you can. Yeah, you know, and you, Sharika, this is directed to you, okay? I don't even want to sound like shade, slug, or anything. You don't just kick their ass immediately, okay? You ask some fucking questions first. It could be like an old phone that somebody else had first, and she got it from them, and the number was there.
Which
probably is not true, but you just
got to
ask, okay?
Okay, whoever's listening in on my husband, please know I will chop his dick off and hand it to him. And I'm just saying.
But again, like I just say, it goes back to the point of when did that person happen to talk to this person a long time ago, and they didn't know who your current, and what if that friend didn't know who your current girlfriend was?
But 10 out of 10, if it's something that happened a long time ago, people ain't saving numbers like that no more. It takes me six months to even save your number now. Nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Dry, wasting storage space. I only got 16 gigabytes.
If it just
said,
like, good dick or good pussy, you know, something like that. But to have an actual picture, that's like a whole nother level, you know?
They got the picture somewhere.
But people said, we talked about this, I think we talked about this the other day on somebody's show, where it's, I mean, for me, that's just exactly why, you know, it's these people that run around here and go, ooh, send me a dick. You know, and it's out of hand because why do you want... It's hard to kind of sense other people because you never know how they'll choose to use it. And for me, I think, like I said, that's just thirsty to be sitting there doing that. Like, how lame could you be that you have that as a picture, a person's default picture? But again, I'm different than most people. You know, I don't think like the average person. So, you know, maybe that's just me.
But with me, like, even, like, if it wasn't necessarily saved in a phone as good dick or good pussy, if you have my man's number saved, because I'm good with emojis, y'all, I use emojis. If you have his number saved with an emoji or you just, if you got his damn number saved, what the fuck y'all talking about? You saved his number.
Okay.
No, that's just, no. I have to understand, you're first going to have to convince me of why it's a good idea that you have his fucking number saved in your phone. After you give me your write down, if I don't feel like it's a valid fucking reason that you have his number, then I'm probably going to go upside your head. Then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to speak with him about the situation. And if he just like anything that signals
that
I'm about to lie, I'm probably going to hit him too.
There we go.
And I don't really believe in hitting men, but don't try to play me, okay? Maybe
I'm not
being
trying to play type person, but when you just blatantly disrespect me, it's like, it makes you want to just grab
me. Yeah,
because
all the bitches in the world, my friend, really?
Really? Yeah, like.
That's just as bad as cheating on me with an ugly bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel some type of way. I
but
just
you know,
always feel when you cheat, you should cheat up because if I leave your ass, then you're at the bottom. Now you got to climb back to the top. Just cheat up. You are already above me.
I had when I was like in college, right? You know, my cousin popping in. So I was going to the one dude, and my cousin called herself trying to like him, right? And she had one part of his MySpace, you know, you used to put those funny little pictures or whatever. And it was like something about the Fred Flintstone, something about I Can Make Your Bed Rock. And I was like, I was very excited. I was like, damn, that was disrespectful entirely. Too much.
Yeah,
you're
not that was
me,
big disrespectful.
So it's not about no dude. It's like people lose relationships and shit about men and women. It's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty disrespectful because clearly that was insinuating having sex. Talk about making a bed rock. What the hell else are we doing? Making the bed? No. So.
Okay.
Remember
you talking about Flintstones? Hello? Like, let's get you some Flintstone vitamins or you like some fruity chubbies?
So, you know what said? If you was my boyfriend, I would slap you for trying to play me, okay?
No.
We're talking about these damn Flintstone vitamins.
No, he's the type of person like, well, maybe. You know, he tries to reason, and he's the person that tries to calm you down, and you're like, shut the hell up. I don't want to be called down. I'm going to go off.
Right.
I'm going to be fast. Well, maybe I was
all right.
I was the person you called talking about it, hang up in their face. Okay, we're about to go ahead on into a music break, guys. And first song we're going to play will be Five Nigga from Five Pointer Brothers, who were previously on the show. And we're also going to play that Out of There by King James.
Okay, guys, we'll be back.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for?
Five!
Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, put your hair down, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Got the top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Got her at the show screaming five shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talkin' shit can get your head buzzed. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5P, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep you rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick. Cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips. Flying overseas just to watch them strip. Two chains, I'm different. And I ain't doing no tripping. Mad at me cause of my currency. And if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering. And if the head good, then we adopting them. Five.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazz and ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up. Roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions. Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy. Escapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree. Legendary, get your mind right. Dig long, hit the spine right. I was glad to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's alright. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the final of that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's five life, keep it live like.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
Like Mr. X, no price, Mr. Do What I Like, Mr. Change the Right. Can't rock with you if you're afraid of height. If the head right, I'm there every night. Man, I won shit, shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Shit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the hundred, put you in the leg. Left the lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me guard, cause I be straight blessing. Get the cure the nigga, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick sell me. That's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep her busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Oh, lame nigga, damn shame, nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game, nigga. Yo, chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, jewels all go.
This is a Hacksy Duck.
We'll be right back. head to my feet. Say you got a man, but he can't compete. See, girls, you favor, but to me, you cheat. Weak, I'm not even the one you like. You change their mind when I'm on that mic, but I change their ways on the lean in a Sprite. Fuck you, man, I can do this all night. Just give me my title, my blunt and my lighter. The baddest bitch in whoever invited her. Can't catch feelings, I only went 90. You go back home to whoever they like. You know you can't lose when they all be cool. When they get drunk, start acting a fool. Plus, when the bottle, they'll really be out of there. Wet like they been in the pool. Please don't get me started. Right now I'm living life and it's been one hell of a party. I'm cheaping like I'm Marley. Got 10 bottles of Ciroc and some Bacardi. So I told them bring me 4 bottles of Patron. Now I'm gone. From the bar, and I'm still here, but the club already been closed. Somebody need to get my car. I don't even know how many more steps to go. Give me my keys, let down a window, cut up the radio, back on the road. Two bitches been carrying me, talking about marrying me. Must be a drinker, this really ain't happening. I look to the left and I look to the right. I look at them both like this only must matter me. I really need control myself. What I need to say, I need to hold my breath. I came with a driver, I drove myself. They be acting the same, but they knew how I felt. On that good, make you feel some type of way. Told myself to never ever put my mic away. Hit the club, turn up and get them hyped today. Hit the bar and tell the waiter what I like today. Pour out a Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. Stay out of there. I'm gonna beat it up and send her home. She out of there. Hit the club and turn up and then we gone. Bitch, we out of there.
Hey guys, and we're back. That was Out of There by King James. And we're going to go ahead and get into our interview today. And that is with actually our first R&B artist interview that we've had since the show started. And that is with Cadillac Carter from Houston.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How y'all doing today?
We are doing great. Thanks for me coming on out and doing your interview tonight. So how's everything with you?
Everything's going smooth. I'm just putting in work.
That's what's up. Now, last week Cadillac Carter did win the Hot or Not song battle. That's why he is interviewing this week. So could you go ahead and give us a little background information? Who is Cadillac Carter?
I'm basically just a white guy from southwest side of Houston, just doing this little gangster R&B type thing, basically. It's really based off just past experience, you know, stuff I went through.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I'm from southwest side of Houston. Whoop! That is so funny. So you said your music is based on things you've been through. So you pretty much just write on, you know, your past, the current experiences, or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. When I hit a beat, it just take me somewhere that I already been. So I just, you know, elaborate on it.
Okay. Now the song that we just listening to, "Maintaining." What was, you know, what's the storyline, the base, or what did it originate from?
One day I was just sitting in my whip pining, and I was just, like, going through a lot. And I had, like, a pack of Swisher Sweets, and I had an OE right here. And I just started writing about, like, shit I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just pretty much went from there. I didn't actually use that first. half of that song for like 6 months. I just used it on a beat that my homeboy sent me one day. And then it just worked out.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So how long have you been doing the R&B thing?
I've been wanting to sing probably like 6-7 years, but I've been doing it, I want to say, for about a year and a half, maybe even 2 years now, like seriously, actually going after it, starting to find myself. So I give myself about 2 actual years.
The 2 years to actually find yourself, that's what's up. So do you have, since you are saying that, you know, you're just kind of getting started and getting into the swing of things with the whole music, do you currently have out a mixtape, or are you working on one, or what's the status of that?
I'm actually working on one. I got a few songs, but I'm going to actually put them out in, you know, chronological order. So I'll probably put some stuff out within this week, just so everybody can see what the buzz is. But yeah, I'm just trying to be smart with it.
That's what's up, yeah. I mean, and it's really different because right now you hear a lot of people coming out of Houston as far as artists, and most of them are doing rap. Nobody's really doing R&B. I mean, I know a couple of people, but not many. How do you think the opportunities as far as, you know, getting exposure in Houston are for R&B artists?
I want to say right now, you know, the opportunity is really tremendous because, like you said, everybody's rapping. And they, I don't want to say they're rapping about the same thing, but you know, it kind of all leads down the same way. And you know, it's really nobody in Houston's really singing. I know Reggie James is singing, but other than that, really nobody's doing R&B.
Yeah, it's very, very, especially males doing R&B. So, like, I commend you for that because you are doing your thing. You have a nice tune and rhythm with what you're doing. So, like, with everything, have you did any collabs with anybody, or are you just solely working by yourself with your first mixtape album that you're putting out?
I got a nice little riding song. It's been done for like 3 months with J-Star Killer and Colavette.
Mm-hmm.
I collab with them, you know. I'm pretty much, other than them, I'm doing my thing just to let people know exactly what I'm working with and my story before I really just start putting in work for real.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. I heard that it's always best to, you know, kind of give the people your music first versus adding other people and get tracked with your first mixtape. So, like, with all of that, and because R&B is so, so much different, I don't really know much about the whole background. Do you have, like, your family have a background in music, or is it just something you just found in yourself to do?
Honestly, like, you know, my family was a mixed family. My father had went to prison, so my mother, she was Indian. She had married an African-American dude. But I think they had very little influence. I think, like, later on down the line, I guess the area of town I lived in and the things I had and the music I listened to really influenced all of that.
Okay. So like, currently, there's not many males doing R&B, like, good music, like, you know, the stuff we used to get from, like, R. Kelly. So who do you think right now are some of the best male artists doing R&B?
I would have to say, I know a youngster doing this thing. His name is August Alsina. He go hard. And
oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, August Alsina go hard. Yeah, that boy go hard. And pretty much, I really don't know. It's just like a lot of people that's still doing their thing. You know, Lloyd doing his thing. I really can't think of nobody else off the top of my head. But like I said, it's just like no new faces R&B-wise. Like no real new faces, I guess, so to speak. But
yeah, I don't really, now that I think about it, there's really no new faces in R&B. It's kind of like the same people like Tank and Ginuwine and Tyrese. It kind of just like rebirthing themselves.
Exactly. And it's like the people that's really singing are like auto-tune type stuff, you know what I mean? Like everything with my sound is raw. So I don't really just put no effects on it like that because, you know, I want it to be all me at the end of the day. Just 100% real. So it's like you're not going to find too much new real R&B. I know a couple people doing their thing, like Ken Randall, he doing his thing. So they coming up. Kirk will be doing a little R&B type thing. But I'm really just trying to fill that void of that real solid R&B, like that Jagged Edge type feel, if you will.
Oh, I love Jagged Edge. That's funny. So, as far as, like, shows, do you do any shows? Or have you been working on it? You have any coming up?
I did a couple of shows. I did at Warehouse Live. I did some in downtown. I did some in the hood just to test out, you know, see if people was feeling me. Did some off Westheimer. And then I did one recently for Atlantic Records. So I'm just really just trying to get some correspondence going. I'm just taking my time with the whole production of the next track.
That's good.
But I definitely keep it posted on the next shows. I'm looking for the next biggest gig. I ain't trying to just do anything. I'm just trying to get something like average, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's important though.
Yeah, I wanna go up, you know, I don't wanna stay at the same place. There's a lot of them shows that the little promoters try to make money off you over and over and over and you really just don't get nowhere. You can perform every weekend. And
yeah.
I've seen people do that and I'm not trying to go out like that.
Now, like with the whole R&B thing, it's really different because it's sometimes harder. Say, like, when an R&B artist starts off in the game young, it's harder for them to, like, grow up with their music, if you understand what I mean. Like, when they start off singing, you kind of always have them in that mind frame when they try to get older and try to probably sing about something sexual. It's just, like, you can't adapt to that. So is it? With you aging and growing with your music, how is that?
I mean, honestly, it's been kind of the same. I don't want to say like I'm gangster, but it got kind of gangster for me, like because I was able to just speak with aggression and actually grow over these 2 years and actually find like how I wanted to sound, how I wanted to attack things, and speak on things. And I really just lash out on anybody or anything like that. But I've really been growing fast. Like, I don't have a voice coach. You know, I got my homeboys making beats for me. I write my own songs. So for the last 4 months, I was producing my own songs. And then I used to go on the Southwest with my engineer, JP. But other than that, I've really just been the workhorse, you know, doing everything myself. I got people reaching out to me for, like, promo teams and stuff like that. So I definitely have to hop on that, but
yeah.
I've been coming along myself.
So do you have any upcoming videos? Like, if we have any listeners that are models, upcoming models, and they want to be in the video, do you have any upcoming?
That song I was actually telling you about with Jay Star Killer and Cola Vet, we actually want to do a video to that song probably within the next month. So we are definitely looking for people to be in that video, and I can get you the contact information for that.
Can it be ugly people?
Come on, you just gonna put me on the spot like that?
You know, we just be honest. Just trying to see, you know, because it might be some ugly people, you know, that look good with a filter on Instagram that want to show up. So,
but you can't filter a video. On YouTube.
Yeah.
That's whole video. We can't do that.
I mean, this is a serious question. People are asking me this stuff. They're like, man, you know, I'm not all that good. You know, I'm about a 3. I just want to know if I can show up in the music video and be in the front, be the main
should
video
say,
girl.
Nah, you can be
say
in the
no.
back if you a three.
In the dark, okay?
Okay. You get that little split second camera time with a bunch of other girls in the screen at the same time.
I'm taking the camera team.
Well, tell everybody what your Twitter is so they can, you know, for the girls that are listening, you might be able to post it up there and they can follow.
My Twitter is DTSDON, it's DTS Don. And my Instagram is The Cadillac Carter. And that's T H E Cadillac Carter.
All right.
Now I had a question for you. Like, what made you come up the name Cadillac Carter? Like, I mean, I have an idea, but everybody has their own story that you never knew.
I mean, it's not so much about the car. I mean, the car kind of put a cap on how I'm going to do me musically. But it's like my whole lifestyle. I'm chill. I'm laid back. You know, all my music is like riding music. You know, I make sure that not only girls but dudes could jam it. You know, so it's just like kind of sums me up. And then Carter's my last name. So it's just like it's real catchy. So it's all a part of my scheme, really.
I figured that. I was like, it ain't got that, like, the car, maybe, but I don't think it's, I wouldn't have bet it's kind of, like, smooth. It's so, basically, it's some stuff, like, really, it just kind of makes up, like, your music. You got that music that the mom DJ Marco Walls could all trouble through.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely an H-Town artist, and I think everybody see that, but I'm trying to take it way past that. So, you know, everything else I do is not going to be just, you know, swing and bang, all that, nah.
H-Town, baby. And that is really, like, that's really good because a lot of people, a lot of artists who are from Houston, a lot of times they get trapped in the whole H-Town feel and they can't, like, escape out of it. Everything they have starts sounding the same, and that's why they can't become, you know, anything close to being mainstream or just even just out of Texas because they
exactly.
have
but
that H-Town crazy,
you know,
feel.
A lot of people from other cities, because, like, East Coast doing that heavy now. They really love the Houston sound. They really be trying to emulate the Houston sound so hard. So sometimes it just depends on, like, it just depends on how you approach your Houston sound. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, out of Houston right now, who are some of your favorite artists?
I would say definitely Bun B, Trey, Zero, and Slim Thug. You know, all of them. I cut for all of them. I just really can't name, you know, a couple or a few. I cut for all of them at the age, just to keep it real and to the point. Because I'll go on if I try to name people.
Somebody probably listening like, you ain't name me?
Yeah.
Yeah, little Pookie up the street, like, say, man, you ain't gonna mention me on the show, man.
Three streets back, you ain't mention me, man. My bad, bro.
I thought we were better than that, man.
I seen you at the corner store, man.
I was singing over there by the fire, man. You remember, I was that dude, you said, man, you can give me a shout out on the radio.
But, yeah, influence-wise, man, I'd say, because I didn't mention this, I want to mention this one of the past questions, but, like, you know, influential, excuse me, when I was younger, I don't know what it was, but, man, I was listening to a lot of Drew Hill, Jagged Edge 112, I was into a lot of that, and even old school. And I don't know how I got a hold of that stuff, but I'm glad I did because it kind of really just, you know, put me, like, where I'm at, so.
Mm-hmm.
So you more so love live than the 90s R&B.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I got a song where it kind of got this little 90s R&B vibe to it, so, you know.
That's the best R&B music ever, man. Because you had the freaky stuff. You had the stuff that made you feel good. They gave you everything in the 90s R&B.
Yeah. And, you know, just like you said, like, TGT, they the ones that's really trying to really rebirth that. So somebody else got to do it. And it's room out here, so.
Yes, it is. There's room and there's opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, Mala Angela, you know, her and Riri, you know, the two of them, they're supposed to be putting the group together.
No, we really not. Putting no R&B group
not
together.
No, for real. I can rap in, I can sing, but we ain't putting no group
real
together, so you can stop lying.
When y'all gonna have auditions at
South
Alarm? No group is being put together. But we are looking for background video girls for Cadillac Carter's video. That's you, Cadillac Carter. Say, I never did that.
Holding up, bro. They holding up with you, man. They was telling me, man. They were thinking about it. They were like, you know, he needs some female singers that we got him. We can be, you know, we could be like, Diddy and Total. They said that's what they were telling me. They were like, tell me what you want from me.
This man is crazy.
Oh my god.
Said they want to be trying to sing all the time. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, man? Watch out. I'm DP someday, man. Watch.
So I got a question. Being an R&B artist, like, a rap, you can kind of grow to be a good rap artist. But R&B, that's like a talent that you have to have. Like, so, like, how do you feel about those who are in the music business who made it, like, very successfully, who cannot sing worth shit?
It angers me, you know? Like, I don't have nothing against Drake. But he got people say, oh, he got the best R&B album of the year, this and that. That's cool. But, I mean, you know, I want to see him perform that whole R&B album live. I don't really
care.
Thank you.
I don't
just
really
like
think that's
Ciara.
Going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good album, but we know, like, that's all studio.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where I'm trying to go with this. I'm not trying to go at him or anything like that, but I know that somebody going to see me or hear me because I'm going to stand out. But, you know, it's just like, can you do that live? That's my thing. So.
Well, can you do it live right
now? Oh, they called you out.
Man, yeah.
They called you out.
It was like 2 seconds. They
called you out.
Well, ain't y'all supposed to play my song, though?
We are about to play your song right now. So we're going to go ahead and get into Cadillac Carter's song, Maintaining, since he don't want to sing for us, y'all.
Oh,
you can play
the other song. We're going to give him some time to think, and he come back. Then he going to sing. Then he going to sing it at the song.
I might do a little something.
All right.
But you can play the other song.
You're a breather.
You want to play the other song, too?
If y'all want to hear some new stuff.
Oh, y'all ready? Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Damn, you so freaking fine. I gotta have you one time. But I know if I have you, it'll be like 2, 3, 4, 5. Girl, what exactly are your needs? Hold up.
one question, please. Were you born? What's your sign? Been too busy too many times. Girl, I'm just out here on my grind. I'm a good dude, but it kills me every time. These trust issues, split personalities. One of you loves me, while the other one's hating me. What do I gotta do to show all you? From day one, I was down for me and you. You think you got this figured out, but you don't know. Characteristics just like these were just critical. My feeling is rude. Just trying to tell you what these fuck boys do. I can't help the fact that you want to spin moves. All I can do is show you facts. Now it's up to you. Take my hand. Trust me, what you gonna do? Let these Gemini traits take over you. Let these Gemini traits take over you. I don't think you know. You were all I think of when you were not around. I can't wait to get off work so I can lay you down. But these trust issues keep holding us down. I don't think you know. You were all I think of when you were not around. I can't wait to get off work so I can lay you down. But these trust issues keep holding us down. Hold up, hold up. You ain't gotta go there. Ask me a question, I answer just sitting over there. Saying whatever. Been giving you much better than all of my time. How could I do it better? Said all that I could say to you. Coach you on the fly, most dudes don't do. I ain't one of them, won't put it with your friends, cause none of them got a man. I don't even know why you're listening, cause they should be irrelevant. Famous, different day. You don't take heed to what I say. Girl, you know we both crazy. No trust, but we got take patience. Take a look back, girl, it's a long road. I got one wish, don't let the past take control. We need to fix this, I'm losing my grip. The end of our line, I'm about to lose it. I don't think you know. You were all I think of when you were not around. I can't wait to get off work so I can lay you down. But these trust issues keep holding us down. I don't think you know. You were all I think of when you were not around. I can't wait to get off work so I can lay you down. But these trust issues keep holding us down.
Is going down.
I don't like that. Is some ride music for real.
Appreciate
that. I can't let you down.
See.
Oh man, I'm telling you, man, I'm practicing. Watch, he's gonna have me on his next song. He's like, man, hey, bro, man, let's make sure we put something
probably
together. Y'all gonna laugh. Y'all gonna remember this day and say, you know what? We shouldn't laugh at him because look at him now.
Look at him now, huh?
Yep, I'm gonna be big. I'm like, man, he was trying to tell us on that show that he was gonna put a fuck out with him.
Probably not, City, okay? That's fine. But anyway, that was trust issues, right?
No, that was Gemini.
Did you say Gemini?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like how I just really named his song just because I heard him say trust issues in the song. I just assumed that the song was trust issues. I said that with so much confidence, too.
Yeah,
let me stop. I'm sorry, y'all.
You have to be that concert radio show. They're like, I want to hear that song, and they named the whole, freaking chorus, and then that thing, that's the name of their song.
But I ain't gonna lie, that's the name I wanted to name it, but I couldn't because
really?
You know it, a lot of other people name their song Trust Issues, so I was like, I gotta name it something else.
That's so funny.
But Gemini is smart though, because Gemini sticks up. It's like, hey,
yeah.
It's something that people can automatically, it's a word that people have word association with already, so that was smart.
That was smart. And I actually like the little song. It's Moonriding Music, so I just want to make sure you know that we did enjoy our interview with you today, and make sure you keep us posted with all your up-and-coming adventures and everything like that. I want you to go ahead and give us all of your websites and where people can find all of your music and things like that to keep in contact with you before you go.
He got a single links.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I'll bring your song out tomorrow, probably too. But my IG is T-H-E Cadillac Carter. It's D Cadillac Carter. And my Twitter is D-T-S-D-O-N. And that's D-T-S Don. And my Facebook is, of course, Cadillac Carter.
That's what's up. So, ladies, make sure y'all go and follow this man. Hold on, wait, you single? Start no trouble.
For the most part, yeah. But I got something in the works. But,
I'm not even going to play
season.
With you.
That's why. It's cuffing season. That's why he said he got something to work.
It's cuffing season. It's like draft pick season right now, right?
I'm an R&B guy. You know what I'm saying? It's about teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work, okay?
Yeah,
Well, thank you so much, Cadillac Carter, for interviewing with us tonight on Glitz and Glamour. We look forward to hearing more from you, and your music will still be played, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good night.
No problem.
You too, mate.
All right, mate. I really appreciate it.
It's going down.
Y'all know what? I have a real bad when I hear R&B songs. The first thing I want to do is a body roll. I don't know why. It's every time I hear one when it come on and the beat be cool, I be like, oh, shit.
Don't hit me, girl. Who was that?
Why y'all got to play me?
You don't want to do the roll with this snake with it, too.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
Oh, I'm in the mirror, right? Oh, I'm in the mirror looking at my ass looking.
Got to work on y'all people skills.
People
what
do
we do
wrong?
Her,
man. What I do wrong? I'm always asking about this.
What is that?
It was the cricket that fried and came inside the house. They came inside my house. My house, and that's why he was hearing that sound.
Do you know how many sound waves come getting there and crickets in your house? Don't tell nobody that.
Yeah, anyway, I do want to let y'all know that y'all need to follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And all three of my social networks is I Am Model Angela. IAMModelAngela. And no, we did not have a Hot or Not song battle this week. We might get back into them next week. We shall see, depending on artist submissions. And if you are an independent artist and you would like to submit for the Hot or Not song battle, you want to just email us your music, your name, and your social network links to indyeverything@gmail.com, indyeverything@gmail.com. I feel like I mess up every time I spell that. But we
do have it like extra long. But anyway, y'all can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Houston underscore Riri. That's R-E-R-E. And I have some followers, you guys. I'm stepping my game up, you know. But I'm give a quick shout out to where's the list? Oh, sorry, wrong list. I have the Gabriel J, at Real Physique, at Tits and Tattoos, and at CAU Follow Train, which is my alma mater. So, okay, thanks.
Yes, you can find me at Twitter and Instagram as J Dust. That's C-E-D-D-Y J-D-U-S-K. Yeah.
I hope you don't get not one damn follower.
Hey, at the end of the day, I got over 4,000 followers on Twitter, so they must love my
stuff. I hope you lose at least 10,000 of them for that segment right there that you just had, okay? Because you just went in. He just saw his whole social network name. Like, really?
I told you, I see he didn't do it, so I was going to make up for it. I want to hit, he wants to see his out, so I figured somebody's going to sing their social network links out. So I decided to sing mine out. And big ups to Renato, creative in the chat room, showing love. I really appreciate the love. This dude it supports everything we touch, man. And he said he likes Cadillac Carter's music. There you go, bro. You got some love all the way from the NC. And shout out to my girl, Junie. You know, hold it down. One of the smartest women in the world. I don't care what no one says. She's smart, one of the smartest women in the world on paper and in my mind.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
That's a real life issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not going to have y'all keep coming for me, okay? I'm not going to have y'all keep coming for me. Speaking of y'all coming for, I was a little devastated when my Cowboys lost on Sunday, because now we're 2-2 in the division. I'm really distraught behind it. But I don't have to feel too bad, because guess who's tied with us as far as their record? The
Texans lost, too. I mean, it's probably because I haven't been watching the games. I'm going to watch the game next week. I'm sorry, y'all. It's my birthday. I was too busy turning up at brunch. Cause I don't do no club. No, yeah, I was so sad. I was supposed to go
that,
out.
I would have
supposed to go out
for
Saturday for my birthday, and I fell asleep at like 9 o'clock.
I want to front you out for that. Cause she had been so naive last week. As far as her age, y'all. What I said when I found out that she was near the same age, I'm like, get the heck out of here. I wanted the first one to throw a rock at her. She had me really, I was really believing she was 21.
I don't know what the problem is.
You better own that 27, because for 27, you look freaking good, and it shows that black people do not, black don't crack, okay? Black does not crack.
And, so, down, boom, but I'm really 21, y'all. But anyway, y'all want to make sure y'all stay tuned to IAmModelAngela.com. I do have 2 new model features coming out this month. Also, the Human Canvas drops this week. Canvas Mag is number 2.
Yeah. We're looking at it probably out tomorrow, so big up for that. You know, it's out, and just to remind y'all, it is dedicated to breast cancer awareness. This, you know, we turn enough of questions of what is how we do it. You know, we turn the site pink, the magazine celebrating it. You know, we bring the Check Your Boobs, our initiative, you know, so you models, you know, definitely get involved with that. Artists, there's a project for y'all to get involved called the Pink Tape. It's the second year running the Pink Tape, so you want to get involved with it, you submit your music to it, definitely a good look. And, the magazine, proceeds from each sell each issue, each copy sold, will be going to help someone who is fighting breast cancer. So we're going to do a little different. You know, we're going to, instead of just give them money for research and everything, we're going to do something nice for somebody, a special person, find a person fighting breast cancer, bam, and say, here's some money to go do something fun, like go shopping or whatever. Because at the end of the day, they still want to have fun at the end of the day, too. They're not all, breast cancer is not always in their mind.
Yeah, that's what's up. So everybody do your part and support, you know, those with breast cancer. Women, make sure you go out and get those mammograms. So make sure you just check up, stay healthy, and all that other good stuff, okay?
I used to do mammograms. I used to give out mammograms while I retired.
Please don't go to City Jane and get your mammogram, please, okay?
You have to have a special VIP pass to be able to get a mammogram from me now, okay? I'm just saying.
And ain't nobody got time for that. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour. We will see you. Well, not actually see you, but we'll talk to you again next week, Tuesday, from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time on Glitz and Glamour. Good night.
Good night.